it's only in recent years that I've started to write about Baltimore itself. And this poem is forthcoming in a St. Louis journal called River Styx, and is called Baltimore Was Always Blue. Goodbye, America of the blue overalls and steel-toed boots. Goodbye, goodbye. The headline in the Sun said it all today, in type as tall as the re-election of a president. General Motors closes its Browning Highway plant. Don't you remember when they said what was good for GM was good for America? In the 40s, they called men like Bob at the gym expediters. They sorted parts for 50 cents an hour. Everything in its proper place at the right time. Goodbye to you and the smell of cayenne and cinnamon drifting over the inner harbor when it had rotting piers and McCormick spice. Goodbye, goodbye, General Mills, Bendix, and Western Electric. Farewell to the steel plate and memories of Liberty ships, their hulls bent true and shaped at Sparrow's Point by 30,000 hands. Goodbye to London fog, its raincoats and umbrellas. Born in Baltimore, raised everywhere, and sterling silver candlesticks turned on lathes in Hamden. Goodbye, steel beams, locomotives and trains, automobiles and ships, military bombers, telephones, stoves, and Natty Bow beer. Over half a century, a city dies a thousand cuts. Condos rise where breweries stood. The Ritz-Carlton goes up at Beth Steele, and office towers are put where Procter and Gamble made soap on the harbor. Near Seagirt Marine, 7,000 men, and women too, made metal vans, things on wheels we import from Japan. For 70 years, while New York and Chicago wore tweed, topcoats and gray fedoras, Baltimore was dressed in blue. Now it's goodbye to factory whistles, tin hats, lunch pails filled with ham and mayonnaise. No welders eat Italian on Hollabird Avenue. No salesmen sleep at the Brentwood and Carson Inns. No one raises a shot to a crab at the Ponkabird Pub. It's goodbye to all that. And there's the echo in that poem of the poet Robert Graves' famous memoir of World War I called Goodbye to All That.